Jess Stanley on WGN. You guys, I'm so lucky because we were able to time this perfectly. Johnny and Jeff Immerman in studio here right after their huge event. Brand new company. If you guys don't, if you haven't met Johnny, if you're one of those two people who hasn't met Johnny and you're not familiar, Immerman Angels. Look it up, ImmermanAngels.com or .org.
.org, but we got .com.
I know you do. I'm like,
don't want to lose anyone.
No, I'm like, just they own all of them. Spell it wrong, it still comes up. But it's one-on-one cancer support that you founded. And we were just talking about this. Jeff didn't know this story. Your brother Jeff is here also. I was in labor interviewing you with my son, who is now 11 and a half. And that was not even the first time I interviewed you. But I was like, okay. And I remember mentally telling my son at the time, I was like, Mom has an interview. Like, just let me get through this interview and then I'll go to the hospital. But so you guys now have over 10,000 survivors in your network that you can pair one-on-one with cancer fighters.
Well, thank you, Hannah Stan. It's always good to see you. We're flattered to be here. And yeah, you know, you've helped a ton. Let me tell you, It's been a team effort since day one. No one person builds anything that really changes lives on a big scale. And it's been a team from the beginning. And it's a team today. And the team now is over 10,000 human beings and families who've been through the cancer experience, either personally or their spouse or their kid or their mom or their cousin or somebody in their family's been through it, and they mentor and they volunteer to give back to help the next person. So nobody fights alone.
It's brilliant. Roger Badish, who's my news guy, you talked to him many, many years ago when he was fighting cancer. It really has, Immerman Angels, is always the first thing out of my mouth when I hear someone's fighting, and I go, I got a guy. And like, but I got a guys now doing something, a new venture, which is super exciting, and it's called Close Talk.
That is right. We learned, Hannah, from Immerman Angels.
Yeah.
We said, hey, look, you know, we want to get the word out. We have awesome people like you that helped us have a voice to find people. It's free. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to help people. Like, there's survivors that want to give back.
And you've given me, I have two Immerman Angel t-shirts.
Oh, I love it.
And my husband and I still wear them. And I'm not kidding. We've had a lot of people, which is exactly your point in this new venture, see what we're wearing on our shirts and ask us about it. What is Immerman Angels? What is one-on-one cancer support? So tell me about how you guys have decided to move forward.
Yeah, you know, we realized that if we made the swag and the apparel and the logo look a little cooler, if we put on higher quality stuff, if we got like apparel that people thought they looked good in, and they're like, whoa, I like the feeling of this on me. I believe in what the meaning of this cause is for, and I feel like a better person when I'm going to the gym, or I'm going to see the Stones, or I'm going to a Cubs game or a Sox game, and I'm rocking a logo of something positive. Like, I'm volunteering just by being me doing my daily life activities. You could be walking your dog in a 10-minute walk, but if the neighbor sees and asks about what is that logo, you know, that's how we spread the word. And so that's what Close Talk is based on. We said, my brother and I said, why don't we create something that can help what Immerman Angels benefited from, cooler swag and swag that people wanted to wear because we got higher end stuff, and it helped us grow that word, get the word out and help us help more people. Why don't we scale that to help all charities, but do it for free? We don't charge a charity a dollar ever. They never pay us. We build a free online store. We design their apparel with their logo. We create a little mini page on our site at closetalk.com of their mission, of their bullet points. People got to believe in what they're wearing, but then you can buy it right there. We power that whole.
But you're buying it in such volume that those prices can be lower than if a smaller charity was trying to do this on their own.
You're absolutely right. In theory, absolutely
so
right. We're
smart.
Still small and we're startup guys again. And so, you know, it's very humbling. You start from the bottom again and we have sales most days, but it could be a couple shirts, a couple hats a year there. But yes, in theory, by grouping all the nonprofits together collectively, by having like unity with all the nonprofits on one platform, on one site that the everyday user can say, I'm going to go online. I'm going to go to closedoc.com. I like animal charities. I'm going to click on the animal category. I'm going to read about all the animal charities on here. And I'm going to buy a $20 shirt or a $19 hat. And I'm going to, you know, rock that logo and spread the word. By grouping them together, we're able to keep the prices low and the quality of the apparel higher and offer one-offs.
All right. So that said, and we've discussed that my 11-and-a-half-year-old son, I was in labor with him when I was talking with you, and that wasn't our first interview. So that being said, let's say it was 6 months earlier. I've got Immerman Angels t-shirts that are 12-plus years old that look as if you gave them to me yesterday.
You're amazing. You still have them. How great is Hannah?
I am really good at laundry, but that also speaks to quality because I have concert t-shirts that did not last two washes. So to speak to the organizations, if people are going to put their money towards repping your brand, make it look great. And this makes so much sense.
We just, you know, let me tell you, we messed it up for years. We, like a lot of charities, got the $2 t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We had volunteer designers to save money because we're like, we want to help more cancer patients. We don't want to spend money on that.
Sure.
But the reality is it's a one and done, one way road.
Mm-hmm.
And people wear it once, and it's like that 5K shirt that you get that you're going to, you know, everyone's wearing them once, and then you chuck it a Saturday afterwards, and that's it.
Now it's my paint shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
But the number of people we've been on vacation in elevators who've asked us about Immerman Angels, and then I was always joking that I had more of your business cards than my own, because I was like, here's my friend. But it really, I always felt like it touched the people that it was supposed to, you know?
You're amazing. We're with Closed Talk, we are really under the belief that there's a lot of awesome humans like Hannah Stanley out there who care. The fact that you wear it 11 years later, that you realize by doing it is another family that may ask you, and their mom has cancer, or their cousin, or they do.
Mm-hmm.
And without that connection, you know, we can't help those people. Immerman Angels doesn't help. So we believe there are a lot of great humans out there like you. And if we can inspire them to act like you do, to wear the apparel for whatever cause is meaningful to them. We don't want to tell people what they should care about.
Yeah.
But we should all care about something. And we should all believe that there's something out there that's a social impact that makes the world better. And then take it to the next level.
So, Jeff, you and I don't know each other very well. That's changing now.
I like this.
So when you guys, who said this is what we should do? Was this your idea? Was this Johnny? I mean, he's a force. Yeah, I know you know this.
I agree with you. Yeah. It was really Johnny's idea from having been with Immerman Angels for over a decade and sort of seeing that sort of crack in the system where a lot of the charities would come up with stuff that was no fault of
subpar.
Their own, because you know they're understaffed and they're underfunded, and they're just trying to put every resource they have towards serving their mission and their people.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny experienced that, but then we also saw with Immerman Angels, by doing quality gear that people wore, that people have it 11, 12 years later, like that, let's do this then, you know, for other charities. So they're all ready to make, they're all made to order, and so we do all of the we take the orders, we operate the web store, we do the shipment, we do the fulfillment, we handle the customer service so that the charity can just focus their limited resources and people on their
actually
mission.
The charity,
exactly.
Their own work.
Exactly. Let us take the marketing and branding piece off your plate. We don't cost you anything. There's no social media obligations, no payments to us at all, ever. You just do your thing, and we're going to help spread the awareness and let more people connect with you, volunteers, people who need your help, board members, donors, could be anybody out on the street who, like you said, walks up and says, what's Immerman Angels?
Right. And from the perspective of putting out that initial money, since you guys are handling all of that, they don't have to put in a $10,000 order for t-shirts and have those random weird sizes just in case. They're just, people go to your website, then it's printed and shipped.
That's right. That's our idea should solve the inventory problem, Hannah, that you're talking about for a charity. And we see so much less money.
I have so many double XLs.
Yep.
Like, charities will drop them off. You know, we're doing interviews and they throw them on the table. And I'm like, well, I'll take it because I'll work out in it or something. Right. But this is phenomenal, because that whole chunk of time, effort, everything, money, they don't have to worry about.
And we also think, like, you know, you see a 5K and there's 3,000 people walking there. Mm-hmm. And if you give them a shirt that they're going to go home and then just use to sleep in or mm-hmm. to garden in or to throw in the back of the closet, you're missing 3,000 opportunities to put a shirt on people then that are going to wear it a few times a month, a few times a week, mm-hmm. and help spread the word.
No, so. If it's high quality, if it feels good, you know, yeah. if it does what I need it to do and it's going to last, I'm going to wear it.
And then also I should add, we also donate 20% of net profits back to the charities. So it's a way for them to raise awareness and then at the end of the year to get some funds. And all they're doing is exactly what they're doing
is right not now. Spending any money. They're not spending money and then they're getting money back. Does anybody think this is not a good idea?
I like you.
312-981-7200, because we need to talk with you about what is wrong. This doesn't, there is so many, this makes so much sense.
We built it, Hannah, with that mindset. We say to every charity of the 108 501c registered federal nonprofits are all awesome. We vet them all, to all 108 and all the new ones we talk to. We always want more. We want to help more. And we say to them, if you find a negative, if you find a downside in any way, tell us and we'll move it out of the way. And I mean, that's by design. There shouldn't be any negatives.
No.
No. It's like we
not in life. Not here. No. No. All right. We are going to continue talking with Jeff and Johnny Immerman. Man. All right. First off, the website, because it's Close Talk, but it's not how you would think. So tell me how people spell this so they can find you guys.
So what we do is we spell it CLOZTALK. Every so often we get Claws Talk, but
sure.
It's Close Talk, so that your clothes are talking, that people are saying, what is Aspire? What is Immerman Angels? What is the Pink Fund? And now your clothes are sparking conversations and you're connecting with somebody that you otherwise may have walked by.
Right.
So it's just closetalk.com. And we've got the name. How do we get the name? Just to sort of make it a little...
Hip.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
My mom will be mad at me. She came up with that one. That I forgot about that.
Mrs. Immerman. Right,
she named Immerman Angels.
If you're
Angels.
Listening.
Right. I know. That was Johnny talking.
She named Immerman Angels and she named Close Talk.
Close Talk. CLOZ Talk.
.com. Yep.
All right. And that's more information. We're going to continue talking with the Immerman brothers right after this. Hannah Stanley here on WGN. Hannah Stanley, filling out the end of the show. Matt Bubala coming up relatively soon. In studio, I have Jeff and Johnny Immerman, who radiate such warmth that people come running to the studio to say, I've been an angel. I want to be an angel. You helped me. You affected me. You made my life better. You make me want to be a better person. That's what I always say. That's what I always tell you.
We're both very lucky to be on a team with so many good human beings who care about other human beings. And that's, when you think of Immerman Angels, it's plural because it's about the network.
Mm-hmm.
It's about all these humans that span over 100 countries now and every state. Over 10,000 of us beating everything from bladder cancer to brain cancer to
bone
cancer.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody together on a team. You don't know who's going to get the next call, right?
No.
You don't know who's going to come in who's sick, who needs which one of us. But together, the network is what makes us strong. So that's what keeps us upbeat.
Yeah. My sister's very, very good friend was diagnosed just over a year ago. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She's fine.
Good.
She's in remission.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. I know. Love it. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
But my sister called me to tell me about it a year ago. We were both sobbing because you and I have talked about pancreatic cancer. that's not a great call. Yep. And we were both crying, and she goes, I know, Immerman Angels, I'll tell her, but not right, I can't do it today. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I get it. But maybe I should send her a text.
So glad she's okay.
She's doing great.
At our event tonight, we invited 108 groups, all of our partners.
Wow.
And some other ones that we're friends with too in the area. One of the groups is the Rolf Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, local to Chicago. And they were there tonight. We were just with them a few hours ago.
Oh, I got to reach out to them.
They're great.
Oh, and that's so good.
They're working on solving pancreatic cancer. I mean, they fund research.
They're getting there.
It's better every year.
It really, really does. All of it does. But I'd be remiss, because I have you sitting here, and this is always our message when I have you in studio or on the phone with me, please do self-exams. Please go to the doctor. Please get your physicals and your checks, because I love this quote, doctors don't give you cancer. Yes. You have it or you don't.
You have a great memory.
And the sooner, it's just the greatest quote. Everybody's scared to go to the doctor because they're like, they might tell me I have something wrong. Well, you do or you don't. The doctor is only going, the sooner you get it diagnosed, the better your chances are.
Can I throw something in?
Yes, my friend.
Having been
Roger Badish.
Having been, hi guys, from the little corner of the TV
screen.
Yeah,
he's up there. Yeah.
In the square. If I may jump on that comment and that sentiment, if you think that something's happening to you that's out of the ordinary, whatever the final diagnosis may be, get your behind into the doctor.
Yes.
And if you can't get straight answers from your doctor, find another doctor.
Preach.
This is from someone who went through it.
Yes.
And thank God I had a team of doctors who believed in me and who
believed you.
Who believed me, yeah, and in me and listened to my complaints about my symptoms, did the required test, and then used their brain power and their training to say, this is what we think you have, we have to do more tests, and we want to find it. And mind, originally I came in with the symptoms and they couldn't find anything.
Well, and Johnny was exactly the same.
Yes.
And Jeff, you were the one who encouraged him to go to a specialist. Was it you?
Was it me or was it mom?
It was brother Paul. Not to take anything away from you.
I'm getting all the answers wrong.
Where is Paul?
Paul was great.
Okay. He's a doctor.
Okay. He is a doctor, well, actually.
I don't know that he was at the time. Regardless, you're absolutely right. And but that said, now that we have all thrown our soapboxes into the corner, you guys are here because you've decided to make the world better for those making the world better. So Close Talk, CLOZ talk,
you've got it
just like it's spelled, .com. And you, if you have a non-for-profit, they can reach out to you guys.
That's right. I love how you say that. Our mission now is to say we want to find all the best causes out there who solve real social problems and are all 501c registered, vetted, in great standing with the government, doing good work, strong impact. How do we take their brand from a 3 to a 9? You know,
yeah.
How do we elevate and make their awareness out there? Because if they have that awareness, what's going to happen is every one of these causes is going to draw more volunteers to help them. They're going to draw more people that talk about them because they believe in it. They're going to draw more people that come to their events and donate, and they're going to draw more donors.
It's the shampoo commercial, and you tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
We really have learned that through Immerman Angels. Awareness is the driver of everything that a cause needs.
Yeah, and it's branding, but that's not a dirty word. Like, you have to have people talk about it, or your clothes.
Right. These are
talk.
These are free, just like Immerman Angels. These are free services.
Jeff is like, wow.
She's quick at this hour.
She's kind of corny.
I'll tell you, one of our vision, though, really, for it is Close Talk becomes a hub for all just great charities across the country, that somebody can go on there and say, I want to find a great animal charity. They go to that category and they can find out where to get involved. Or they move to Florida and can say, wow, I really want to continue with my work in diabetes.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to go look under all the healthcare charities, the diabetes in particular, and they can then continue their work with that.
So, and feeling good about it, because you guys have done the legwork vetting these organizations. They're already certified, so we know that they hit certain standards, but then you guys are like, yeah, no, we're cool with them.
Right, exactly. It's, I mean, even if no one buys anything and supports it that way,
it still has.
You, if you learn about it and you just go on the site and you read about six different charities and their missions and you get inspired by one and volunteer, then that's awesome too. You know, we just want to get those important missions out there.
This is such a good idea.
Thank you.
How long ago did you guys decide to do this?
Really Johnny's idea.
Well, you're
when did it start in your brain?
Hey, let me tell you, without Jeff, this idea would never happen.
I know. Jeff is the driving force behind all good things in the world.
I really like you.
You definitely won him over.
Oh, gosh. So, Close Talk. Effort. Okay. So, Close Talk, it is CLOZ as in zebra, talk as in that's what I've been doing. .com. Jeff and Johnny Emmerman, who are the brain trust behind all of this. You can reach out to them and get your organization working with them to make. They're the people who make things better for those who make things better. So Hannah Stanley tonight, it has been my pleasure to get to be joined by Justin Kolovchuk of the Museum of Broadcast Communication and the Louder Than Words exhibit, which hopefully we're going to give more tickets away on Thursday when I'm back with you. David Plummer of Aerial Influence, and then the J. Emmerman Brothers.
You're awesome, Hannah.
Thank you for loving us.
I'm so excited you guys got to come in, and you were happened to be down here at this crazy hour of the night. Hannah Stanley with you on WGN, and again, Steve and Johnny on Wednesday. There's other people Monday and Tuesday, too, but Steve and Johnny I know for sure Wednesday, and I'll be back on Thursday.